Amen. Let's applaud our King once again. He's worthy to be praised today. He's worthy to be praised. I don't know about you. I'm so glad he's patient with me. He's long-suffering. He's a just God. He's been good. Amen. And it's so important. I think it's so important. I want to thank our praise team for just reminding us that. Can we honor them today for just setting atmosphere? I think it's so important because y'all know we can forget when you have what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. Then when you have what goes on in our own country and all the drama that's going on here, then you take what's going on globally and then nationally, and then you add to it what's going on in your own life. Sometimes you can lose sight that he's faithful, that he's gracious, and that he's loving, and that he's consistent. And that's why the word of God is so important. That's why praise is so important, worship, because all it is God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He's an immutable God, never changing. And we got to remind ourselves of what a consistent God he is. Amen? So I don't know about you. Every now and then, sometimes when life gets topsy-turvy and things are going, I got to just go in. I just got to speak what his word has already said. You just speak back the word of God because he just stands there consistent. And sometimes I can look at my circumstance, but when you turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, the things of the earth grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. And what I found out is my circumstance might not change. Come on, somebody knows what I'm talking about. My circumstance might not change, but my perspective changes. And I say, God, though it's going topsy-turvy, listen, I stand on mighty fortress is our God. I'm a bulwark. I can stand on him in the midst of the circumstance. I got my feet on a rock. Somebody, I'm by myself today. Maybe somebody at home know what I'm talking about. That when life is going haywire, I can stand on the rock, and though the storms may rage, though the billows may roll, my soul is anchored. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Because we're in some tough times, y'all. Amen. People commit taking their lives. Stress is on the rise. We wonder, where are we going to go into World War III? People are worried and concerned, and it's legitimate. But I know one thing. I know who holds the future. Hey. Hallelujah. Listen. And his eye is on, what the song say? His eye is on the sparrow. And if I know he's watching the sparrow, I know he got me. You need to stand on that today. I don't know who that was for. Maybe that was just for me. Just to know that no matter what's going on in my life, God is still in control. And listen, it'd be one thing. Look, if the God was in control and not good, that'd be something else. See, you got Putin in control, that's a problem. You got Trump in control, that's a problem. You got Biden in control, that's a problem. You got any man in control, that's a problem. Because there's none that is righteous, no, not one. There's only one good, and that's God. And that God is the one who sits on the throne, sits high and looks low, and he's in control. So you can know, listen, he promised that whatever he's working is for my good. Thank you, Lord. That's not even a sermon for today, but I just had to get that out. Amen. That we have to continue to stand on him. And sometimes, listen, all the days of my appointed time, I wait for my change to come. Sometimes when life is going haywire, we want to see God move right now. But his time is not your time. His time is not my time. He sits outside of time. Can you imagine the one who sees Abraham and Dwayne McKinney at the same time? The I am God, everything is in the present tense for him. So while you saying, Father, I've been waiting for my husband, I've been waiting for this wife, I've been waiting for my healing for 5 years, for 10 years, 11 years, for 12 years, God said it all right here in the right now to me. And while, guess what, I want to let you know, whatever you're waiting on, he's working in the waiting. He's working in the waiting. He got something, he's working in your life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me welcome you again. That's a long intro. Amen. Well, welcome to Encounter Life Church. It's good to have you here. Those of you who are watching online, praise God. We are excited to have you here this morning. I'm excited. This is the first Sunday in March. And I talked about working God, working in the waiting. It's so funny. Our series that we started in the month of March, it's just a little play on words. And it's talking about waiting on God's timing. And the name of our series, it took it from a little app that my son a lot of us like to use. Y'all know that. Y'all heard of TikTok? Anybody TikTok? Who the TikTokers in the building? Uh-huh. Yeah, I know some of y'all. Yeah, exactly. My son and TikTok, I have to tell my son, listen, I know it's not spelled the same. It's a play on words, okay? My son, I got to pull him off of TikTok sometime. TikTok is, Lord, have mercy. Right? But TikTok is not the app TikTok, but the TikTok, the sound of the clock. Because, listen, sometimes it's like, that feels like you can hear that clock. You ever been in a house when it's just quiet, and any of y'all have one of them old clocks, and you can hear it click, ticking when it's really quiet, you can hear the clock, right? And sometimes in life, God has you in situations, you've been waiting for God to do some things, maybe to provide something, bring healing, I don't know, bring you a spouse, give you a financial breakthrough, and it feels like, Lord, it's just taking forever. I can hear every click of the clock, and it's taking forever. And one of the hardest things to do in life is to wait. Amen. Because we're in an instant society right now. We got social media. Everything is instant. You can do everything instant. It's all right here. If I want it, I can go right to my phone and get it. Amen. Even church. It used to be if I wanted a good sermon, I had to wait till Sunday. I don't have to wait till Sunday now. I can go and pull up my phone. I can pull up a sermon on YouTube any day of the week. And even on Sunday, I don't even have to wait for my service. I can watch 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 churches before my church even has Sunday service. Amen. We're all instant in everything that we do. And so that trickles over in the time now that we are in to just every part of our life, even food. We got fast food, even faster food. You know, it used to be fast food, but now you don't even have to go get your fast food. They can DoorDash it to you. They can DoorDash it. You don't have to go get your groceries. You got what? Instacart. Anybody ever been to the grocery store and the line been long? It's like, look, I'm going to just Instacart that. Sometimes, listen, my wife has Instacarted groceries and they be at the house by the time we get home. She in the car, what you doing? Oh, I'm doing an Instacart. Next thing you know, look, groceries are right at home. We don't have to wait for anything, but I'm here to tell you, listen, God has you wait. Anything worth having, guess what? You're going to have to wait for it. You're going to have to wait for it. Anybody knows that. If those of you who are good cook and people who love to cook, you know, when something is really good, you got to let that thing, you got to let the meat marinate. You know, you want the flavor to get all in it. You got to let that thing sit. You got to let it wait. And God's saying, listen, I got some good things that I want to provide for you, but it's going to require waiting. And waiting can be painful sometimes. So this month, the month of March, we're just going to look at some people who had to wait on God and take some principles on what we can do in the midst of our waiting, because sometimes waiting can be painful. Waiting can be painful because sometimes I'm in a situation that is not comfortable. Anybody ever had to wait in an uncomfortable situation? Today, we're going to look at a woman in Scripture. We're going to look, you find her in the Bible in Mark, I believe Luke 8, but we're going to look at Mark chapter 5 at a woman who was waiting in a painful situation. She's a woman who had a medical issue that she had waited 12 years for healing for, tried everything that she could to get healing, and she just couldn't get it. And today, the principle is the woman with the issue of blood. Anybody have ever read that story with the woman in issue of blood? If you have your Bible, your phone, you go to Mark chapter 5, verse 21. And we're coming from a topic today. Listen, while you're waiting, what God is trying to teach you to do is to push through. Somebody just say, push through. Push through. We're going to learn from this woman that God is saying, listen, I know listen, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Isaiah 40, they will mount up like on wings as eagles. They'll run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. Yes, I know it's taken a long time. Yes, I know you're in an uncomfortable situation, but I got you there because I want you to push through to get to me. And that's everything that you need, your healing, your provision, whatever it is, everything you need is in his presence. Amen. Dear God, Heavenly Father, as we come to your word this morning, teach us to wait on you. Teach us, Lord God, the importance, the principle, Lord God, of waiting on you, even in the middle of our painful situation. Lord God, even, Lord God, when we're tempted to try other things that will not give us the answers, Lord God, help us to wait on you. And in the midst of it, God, teach us to push into your presence, to see your face. Lord, teach us to lean on you more, to trust you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Mark chapter 5, verse 21 says, Jesus got into the boat again and went back to the other side of the lake, where a large crowd gathered around him on the shore. Then a leader of the local synagogue, whose name was Jairus, arrived. When he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, pleading fervently with him. My little daughter is dying, he said. Please come and lay your hands on her. Heal her so she can live. Jesus went with him, and all the people followed, crowding around him. A woman in the crowd had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding. She had suffered a great deal from many doctors, and over the years, she had spent everything she had to pay them, but she had gotten no better. In fact, she had gotten worse. She had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. For she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body that she had been healed of her terrible condition. Jesus realized at once that healing power had gone out from him, so he turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my robe? His disciples said to him, look at this crowd pressing around you. How can you ask who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then the frightened woman, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her, came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. In this passage, Jesus in Mark chapter 5, if you look at the beginning of Mark chapter 5, Jesus has done some amazing things. He had healed the demoniac legion and the Gerasenes. And now, as he's coming through, can you imagine, after he healed this man, who they call legion, who had many demons were in him, and nobody could control him. He lived in the tombs. Nobody could control him, and they healed him and put him back in his right mind. And now, he had done that. He had calmed the storm. He had cast out demons. He had healed a paralytic man and forgave his sins. He had done all of these miracles. And can you imagine, his reputation now had preceded him? After all of this healing and casting out of devils and forgiving sins and then controlling the elements, the word had gotten around about Jesus. And so now there was a crowd around him, and a synagogue official came, Jairus came, said, my daughter is sick. I need you to heal him. And Jesus said, listen, come, let's go to where she is. And this little lady, I love it, because it's this lady, her story gets told in the midst of another person's miracle. See, it had started talking about Jairus, and just in a little pause in the middle, it was a woman who just stopped by and said, listen, I know he's coming to work for somebody else, but if he could do it for them, he could do it for me. And they stuck this woman's mirror just a few verses in the midst of somebody in the miracle that he's getting ready to work for somebody else. And she's in here, and her story, her backstory is this woman had been hemorrhaging and bleeding had an issue of blood where she kept bleeding 12 years. 12 long years that she had been waiting to get healed of this illness. 12 years, she had gone to doctor after doctor, and she got no solution. Many of y'all, some people can identify with that. When you've had a medical condition and your insurance don't cover it, then you're spending all of your money. Y'all know how high medical costs are? Anybody had to be in a hospital stay and see what that medical bill is like? Says this woman spent everything she had trying to get a solution, trying to get healing. And she looked, not only did she not get healed, she got worse. And I'm here to tell you today, sometimes God, he's got you in situations that might be uncomfortable, and you've been waiting for a breakthrough. And you say, God, why not me? You've been trying all other kinds of things, and not only is your situation not getting better, it seems to be getting worse. And you can also begin to feel like, Lord, maybe it's not for me. Maybe, but is he asleep? Maybe it's not for me to get better. Maybe it's not for my situation to get better. But this woman, I applaud her persistence because she had heard, I love it. She heard about Jesus and she got to him. And one thing, the first thing, I'm going to give you four things that you can learn as we talk about pushing through while you're waiting in your situation. If you're waiting in a painful situation, I don't know if it's a physical pain. I don't know if it's a financial pain. I don't know if it's relationship pain. But I'm here to tell you, pushing through, there's four things that you got to push through today while you're waiting on God. Number one, you got to push through your pain. You got to push through your pain. This woman, she had not only, she had physical pain, not because she had this issue of blood. Listen, she had suffered 12 years with constant bleeding, but it was not just the physical pain. We look at her, she had an issue of blood. Yes, she had physical pain, but not only did she have physical pain, she had financial pain. It's nothing worse than being sick and broke. Anybody, I'm telling you, you can witness, anybody can witness. It's nothing worse than your body being broken and you spend everything you have to get your body fixed and now you got no money. I heard somebody say money ain't everything, but it ranks right up there with oxygen. The reason I say that, because in this life, but you need it to live. You need it to live. And there's financial problems are one of the biggest things that break up relationships and marriages. This lady, she was not only did she have physical pain, 12 years of bleeding. I'm here to tell you that life is in the blood. When your blood count is low, anybody who's been anemic knows you're weak. It causes you to get tired. You can't heal properly. It's not just the bleeding, it's everything else that goes on with it. She had a physical pain. Somebody today might have physical pain you're waiting on. I'm here to tell you, God's not asleep. He's able to heal. If he's done it before, he can do it again. But this lady also, not only did she have physical pain, she had financial pain. Somebody here today said, look, I'm waiting in my financial pain. She said, look, I'm sitting here physically broken, and not only am I physically broken, my bank account is broken. But not only did she have physical pain, financial pain, her body was broken, her finances were broken, and not only that, her fellowship was broken. She also had relationship pain. You say, Pastor, how do I know she had relationship pain? Because she was bleeding. And the law says that when you're bleeding, you cannot be, that makes you ceremonially unclean. She was in a perpetual state of being unclean, which meant she couldn't even go to the temple for worship. She's not even supposed to be around the people. Why? Because according to the law, if she's bleeding, she's ceremonial unclean. So nobody even supposed to be touching her. Can y'all imagine what it's like? We have been in a pandemic for 2 years. There are some of us who have had COVID. And tell me, if you've had COVID, look, you don't have to say it now, how lonely was it being in quarantine? I talked to one pastor. Many of you all know Pastor Keith Battle, a friend of mine. I texted him one time and said, how are you doing? Pastor Battle had COVID. He was in isolation for a long time. He said, man, it messes with you. My brother Larry told me, Pastor Battle said, it messed with his soul. Why? Because we made to be in relationships. This woman was broken, y'all. But I'm here to tell you, even though she was broken physically, even though she was broken financially, even though she was broke, her relationships were broken, she was broken in her fellowship, that did not stop her from being persistent and still seeking Jesus. You got to push through your pain. Today, I don't know what your pain is. It could be a financial pain. It could be a physical pain. It could be relationship pain. Sometimes, you know what? Our pain has broken us to the point where we just give up. This woman, though she had spent everything, I love it, she did not give up. Today, whatever you're going through, they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings as eagles. Run, not be weary. Walk, not faint. Yes, it's painful. Yes, the situation is uncomfortable, but you got to push through the pain. You got to push through the pain. Why? Because there's purpose in pain. God allows you to be in painful situation because he's got purpose. It's all about him getting glory. Do you all know that God can get glory even in the midst of our pain? And when I had the perspective that I was created for his pleasure. See, sometimes we get it twisted. We forget that we think that really this life is about me, that I'm here for my own gratification. God said, no, I created you for my pleasure. So yes, though it's painful, listen, that like Job said, it's painful. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. He's got me in a painful situation. Why? Because I believe he's doing something that will magnify him, that will give him glory. He's going to work it out for my good. Today, number one, what you got to do while you're waiting in your painful situation, push through your pain. And in order for you to push through your pain, it's going to require you to do the second thing, push past the excuses. Push back, because pain will cause you to make excuses. I was in the gym the other day. Some of y'all know I've been working with a personal trainer. Shout out to my man Daniel Wilson of Buff Fitness. Anybody need a good personal trainer? That was a shameless plug for Buff Fitness. Building unique fit form. Listen, he's trying to get me right. But as he's trying to get me right, I said, Daniel, you gonna make a preacher cuss. I said that because some of these exercises that he had me doing, where do you come up with this stuff? It's painful. And I'm like, listen, hold on. I don't think I can do that. My knee hurts. My toe hurts. I'm thinking of every excuse why I cannot get to 10 count on this exercise. Why? Because the pain was pushing me to make excuses. The pain, so you got to push past the pain, because what happens is when you give into that pain, you'll begin to make excuses. Oh, maybe I'll try it again tomorrow. Or maybe, I'm not going to do that. That's too hard. It's too difficult. You know what? You got to push past the pain, but push through the pain, but you got to push past the excuses. This woman pushed past the excuses. She had excuse. She could have made an excuse of why she didn't get to Jesus. Look at it. Look at verse 24 and 25. Jesus went with him, talking about Jairus, and all the people followed, crowding around him. And a woman in the crowd said, verse 27, she had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. What happened? It says, all the people follow him, verse 24 and 25. All the people follow him. She could have said, look, it's just too crowded. It's too many people. Matter of fact, it would be, I'm not going to do that. Somebody else, he's dealing with somebody else. She could have made an excuse. Today, I'm here to tell you, while you're waiting, push past the excuses. You got to get to Jesus. The reason why I say that is while you're waiting, I'm telling you, the only source for your problem, the only solution, the only healing is to, in his presence, there is fullness of joy. Everything you need for life is in the presence of God. You got to get to Christ. We're looking for healing. We're looking for financial miracle. She could have been looking for physical healing, financial healing, for relationship healing. But you know where all that comes? All that is a result of sin. And the answer to that is Jesus the Christ. He's a provider. He's a healer. He's a friend to the friendless, a father to the fatherless. Everything you need is in his presence. But she had to push past excuses. She could have said, let me try. She could have tried another remedy like she had been trying. You got to push past the excuses. What are the excuses that are in front of you that you've made that kept you from getting to the presence of Jesus? There's some things, there's somebody today, I don't know if it's physical, financial, relationship, there's a painful situation that you're in, and you're trying everything else other than going right to the source. And what you're doing, what does the scripture say? Why spend your money on what is not bread? What will not satisfy? Get to his presence. And in order for you to get put past into his presence, you got to push past the excuses. Oh, I'm going to be late for work. No, you got to get up and get into his presence. You got to spend time in his presence. And in this world that we live, I told you, this fast-paced life that we're in, we're going to have all kind of excuses that keep you from the presence of Jesus. It's going to be job, your family. And the thing about it is sometimes the excuses might be good. Well, they seem good on the surface. They might be things that you really have to do. But God said, listen, no, you got to push past all of that. listen, don't care nothing about anybody else's opinion. Push all past all the excuses. Don't make the excuse. Get to the presence of the Master. Today, while you're waiting, you got to push through your pain. Push through your pain. Don't allow your pain to cause you to give up. Dig in and say, listen, because God, I know if I get to you, you've got the answers. Jesus, if I get to your side, and I love it. She didn't even say, I want to just get into it. I love this woman's persistence. She didn't say, Jairus, let me get out the way. I need to tell Jesus something. She didn't say, I don't even need to talk to him. If he can still the storm, if I could just touch the hem of his clothes. If I could just get a touch. I love her perspective. Is anybody that desperate for Jesus? I don't even need an audience with him. I just want to get to touch him. That means she recognized who he was. She recognized the power that he possesses. Do you recognize the power that he possesses? If you recognize it, you would fight to get to the presence. I would not have a day where I did not go and get in his presence. She said, if I could just listen, if he could do that, forgive sins, still the storm, cast out demons, cause a man out of his mind to have his right mind, heal the lame. If he could do that, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, maybe I'll be made whole. She pushed through the pain. She pushed past the excuses. But not only that, you got to also, you know what you're going to have to do? You're going to have to push past the crowd. Verse 27 says, she had heard about Jesus, so she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his robe. You know what I noticed? That means there was a throng of people around Jesus, and he was going around healing. But she, and that means there was a whole lot of people touching him. Y'all ever been in a big old crowd? There was a whole lot of people touching him, but only one person got the healing. Because I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of people who want to be around Jesus. Because listen, it's always good to be around the popular. He's healing people. And some people just are groupies. They want to just be in the number when something's going on. They just want to be in the number. But what she's saying, listen, I don't want to just be in the number. I'm coming with him with intention. Some people just want to come around and be around all of the stuff that's happening. But she said, no, I'm intentional. I need healing. And I know he's able to do it. See, because listen, Jesus heals in response to faith. She had expectation. He said, he that comes to God must believe that he is. And what you got to do, and when you get to Jesus, you got to push past the crowd. What do I mean? You got to push past those who are playing church. Because there's going to be a crowd. There are people who are playing church. You got to push past the crowd to get to Jesus. The pandemic has shown that. It's shown. Listen, it has said. Look, it has thinned out the crowd. It's thinned out the crowd. When you got authentic faith, am I going to keep pushing when I can't get in the building? When I can't get in the building, I'm going to keep pushing to his presence. I'm going to have church in my house. You got to push past the crowd. I'm telling you, the pandemic has helped us do that, because I don't know about y'all. I love being in church. I love seeing y'all on Sunday morning. It's something about being in the crowd and worshiping together and coming in the crowd and having and just seeing everybody. You get energized from that. Amen. And there's some people who just like coming to church. They love the singing. They love the shouting. They love all the other stuff. But they ain't really looking for change. Amen. They're not really looking for change. See, there's a lot of people that were in the crowd, but there was only one woman said, I need a change. I need a change. I'm tired of hurting. I'm tired of the situation I'm in. Jesus, if I get to you, you can change my situation. You got to push past the crowd. You got to push past those who are playing church, those who just like the singing, those who just like the atmosphere. And listen, get to the one, because you want real change. You got to push through your pain. Push past your excuses. Push past the crowd. I love it. That's one part that always gets me. It's like, man, there's a whole lot. That's why the people just said, Jesus, how you mean? Who touched you? All these people touching you? I mean, who touched you? What do we look like? Everybody's touching you. But there was only one who was looking for change. There was one looking for change. Yeah, everybody touching me. But everybody, listen, Jesus said he never committed himself to him because he knew. I know what y'all about. I know what y'all about. He's the God man. But yes, something came out of me because everybody around here, they just groupies. But there's one person who wants transformation. Today, waiting for God. Listen, what it means, you gotta push through with intention. Say, God, change me. Jesus, change me. I'm tired of my situation, and I want real change. If you want real change, that means you got to get out of your comfort zone. You got to step out of your comfort zone. This woman, she was a woman. She risked it all. She was a woman. She had an issue of blood, unclean. She risked reputation and everything. Why? Just to get to Jesus. In the midst of while he's dealing with somebody else, I know he's dealing with somebody else, but I got to get to Jesus. Is anybody that desperate to get to him? Is anybody that desperate? Today, in a world in which we're living, guys, we ought to be desperate right now. It's all kind of chaos going on. And there are people right now, the rise in suicide, people are depressed. I was talking to somebody else and said that the pandemic looks like depression for some people. This would be the time to push through to get to his presence. Because in his presence is fullness of joy. In his right hand, pleasures and treasures evermore. Push through your pain. Push past the excuses. Push past the crowd. Recognize some people just playing church. Everybody walking around Jesus don't really want Jesus to be Lord. That's why we always ask people, when you ask, have you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior? We want him to be Savior, meaning I don't want to go to hell. Everybody wants Jesus to be their Savior. Everybody don't want him to be Lord. Lord means, my dad says, he's the resident boss. Mean he calls the shots. He wants to be Lord of your life. You got to push past the excuses, push past the crowd to get to him. And then finally, verse 28-29, for she thought to herself, if I can just touch his robe, what does this say? I might be healed. Is that what it says? If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed. Immediately, the bleeding stopped, and she could feel in her body she had been healed of her terrible condition. I love it. She said, if I can just touch his robe, not maybe I'll be healed. If I can touch his robe, I will be healed. You got to push through the fight. You got to push through in faith. You got to push through expecting for healing. She showed up to Jesus, not maybe, I'm going to try it and see what happens. She said, I'm not going to put all this on the line on an if. She said, I'm going to do it and I will be healed. Today, listen, look, you got a double-minded man is unstable and is all his way. You got to come through in faith. God said, listen, I'm waiting to bless you, but you iffy. You come, maybe he can, maybe no. You got to come through with expectation. Sometimes we praying to God, not even expecting him to show up. Expect God to show up. Push through in faith. The problem is, sometimes what it is that it doesn't happen when we want it. But God, I'm still expecting it. And I love it, I love it. She said, I will, and then it said immediately. Immediately, you got to push through in faith. And I love what happened. Look at what happened after. It said, listen, when she pushed through, he said, who touched me? But he kept on looking around to see who had done it. Then, this is what I love about the woman, her faith. With the frightened woman, yes, she was scared because I'm in the midst of all these people. I know I'm not supposed to be here. I'm ceremonially unclean. Jairus, he's with somebody else. But the woman said, look, she did not. She was frightened, but even she fought through her fear, trembling at the realization of what had happened to her. Came and fell to her knees in front of him and told him what she had done. I love it. This is Jesus. I believe Jesus already knew who it was. But he said, who touched me? He gave her an opportunity to step forward and said, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of healing. It's me. And the reason why is because now it gave him glory. See, I'm on my way to help somebody else, but in the midst, I want to let y'all know how powerful I am. I can heal somebody without even talking to them. I just said, who touched me? He said, who touched me? Not for himself, just so she can identify herself. For the crowd said, I was 12 years bleeding, and now it stopped. I've received healing. Look, what happened? It gave him glory. You push through in faith, expecting God to show up. Are you expecting God to show up in your situation? And it could be very easy to stop expecting. Can you imagine 12 years? 12 years in bondage to her body. That's a long time, y'all. Some people give up 12 months. She had 12 years of this. And she still pushed through in faith. You got to keep pushing. Push even while you're waiting in a painful situation. Push through your pain. Push through your pain because God's got purpose in pain. He got something. He's working in your waiting. Push through your pain. And that pain that you feel is going to cause you to say, look, it's time for me to give up. Make excuses. Nope, don't give up. Push past the excuses. Get to the presence. Don't let anything stop you from getting to the presence of Jesus. Push past the excuses. Not only that, you're going to have to push through the crowd. Understand that some people in your circle really ain't serious about Jesus. Some people in your circle really ain't serious about getting to his presence. They like groupies. They like being around the lights and all of that, but they're not really looking for change. If you're really looking for change, you got to push past the crowd and get to his presence, and then you got to push through in faith. Got to push through in faith, expecting it. God has been dealing with me. Dwayne, start expecting me to do great things. Start expecting me to do great things. Right? But in the book of Mark, he tells us, look, Jesus didn't do many miracles there. Why? Because of their unbelief. He didn't do many miracles around a group of people because of their unbelief. I believe some of the things that we're not seeing God move even in my own life and in this church or even in the church universally is because of our unbelief. We don't expect God to show up. But I believe if a group of people, even this size, a group of people begin to pray in faith, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. God begins to move because why? They recognize who I am. And when you recognize who I am, the eyes of the Lord go to and fro the earth, seeking to show himself strong to those who have a heart perfect toward him. When you got a heart perfect toward him and you recognize that he's able and you come expecting, listen, when you begin to pray, you begin to pray for rain, you open up the umbrella. Why? Because I'm expecting rain to come. You got to begin to pray in faith. As I close, there's three things to do while you're waiting in your painful situation, whatever it is. You could be physical, it could be financial, it could be relationship. I don't know what it is, that painful situation. Three things that you need to do while you're waiting. Three P's I'm going to give you and I'm going to leave. Number one, pray. 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 Spend time in prayer. That's the time of dependence. Prayer is expressing your dependence on God. Expresses your dependence on God. Say, God, listen, I need a breakthrough. This woman never stopped seeking. See, I need a breakthrough. Continue praying and pray with expectation. Begin to pray with expectation, praying for God to show up. Pray. Next thing I want you to do is praise. Begin to praise him for the breakthrough. Praise him for your healing. Praise him for his provision. Praise him for your deliverance before you get it. And when I say praise him, you praise him because he's God. You praise him because I know you're able and I know you're going to answer prayer. And sometimes that provision may not even look like you expect. but he's always going to provide. And say that, but to say they may not come when you want them, but he's always on time. He's going to provide. Begin to pray and then praise and then prepare. Prepare. In the meantime, see, what we like to do sometimes while we wait, we complain. We complain, but we're not ready. So when God's ready, he said, boom, I'm ready to drop it on us, but I need to be doing everything in my life to prepare for my breakthrough. I need to prepare for it. If I need financial healing, but I'm not preparing, I'm not getting my house in order, I'm not taking care of my finances, well, what I have, if I'm not managing what I have, then God, listen, where's the healing? Well, God, you're not preparing for it. You're not prepared for it. So why am I going to drop it on you? You're not prepared for it. He wants you to pray, praise, and prepare. Get ready. What Bishop James said, get ready. It's coming. It's coming. But I want you to know, trust that it's coming, but no, it may not come the way you think it's coming. How he provides may not look like what you thought, but when he comes, give him the glory. This woman thought, oh man, I tried the doctors, I tried natural medicine. She no way in the world when she started this 12-year journey did she think my healing's gonna come from me pushing through a crowd and touching the hem of somebody's robe. But it came. Why? Because she was able to push. She was able to push through her pain, push past the excuses, push through the crowd, and push through in faith. And God honored her faithfulness. He honored her faithfulness. He'll do the same for you. Waiting on God's timing, it could be challenging, it could be painful, but he's got purpose in your pain, and they that wait on the Lord will renew their strength. They'll mount up on wings as eagles. They'll run and not get weary. They'll walk and not faint. Last scripture I want to read with you is Hebrews 11:6. When we talk about faith, because it requires us to trust God, because we were, even right now, the way our world is right now, is faith. We may not see it. Hebrews 11:6 tells us, without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must first believe that he exists and that he rewards those who what? What did this woman do? She earnestly sought him. See, the reward comes for those who earnestly seek him. God is calling you to seek him. Seek him. Get pushed through to his presence and watch him provide a breakthrough. Amen? Can we stand together? Can we stand? This month, we're going to be talking about waiting on God's time, and we got some other folks we're going to look who had to wait, and some principles that God can teach us to how to wait during this, in our, this time that we live in. Waiting is not easy. Waiting is challenging. But God is doing something. He's building character while you're waiting. He's building strength while you're waiting. Right? The trying of your faith worketh patience. And let patience have its perfect work in you. God is working something in you while you're waiting. But he wants you to keep pushing into his presence. He's trying to draw you closer to his side while you're waiting. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are our healer, our provider, our protector. And today I come on behalf of my brothers and sisters. There's someone, Lord, today who's been waiting, someone in a painful situation. Lord God, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a financial situation, it's a physical situation, relationship situation, Lord, that you have them in. And they've been waiting for breakthrough. What you're teaching us today, Lord, our breakthrough is right in line with touching you, Lord God. Our breakthrough comes when we get into your presence. I pray, Heavenly Father, that today that you have inspired and have, Lord God, driven someone to see the importance of getting through to touch you, getting through to into your presence. Lord, stop seeking other answers. Stop making excuses, but to seek you. And Lord, when we get to you, in your presence is everything we need. We praise you. We thank you. Lord, I pray, Heavenly Father, for someone today who's in need of healing. Lord God, not physical healing, but today spiritual healing. This woman had an issue of blood. She had a blood issue. The fact is, God, all of us have a blood issue. Our blood has been tainted with sin. All of us are born separated from God because of sin. Sin just simply is anything I act, say, or do that is against God. And all of us, the Bible tells us that we're all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And today, the first thing that you need to do is look, if you want a breakthrough in your life, the first thing you need to do is push through to his presence for the first time and come to know Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life. If you've never come to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life so that he can be your provider, so that he can be your healer, so that he can be your deliverer of all of your sins, it's very simple for you to begin that relationship with God today. God made you for a relationship. He loves you and has a plan for your life. But listen, our sin has separated us from God. Our sin has separated us from the original plan, the original relationship that we have with God. And he had to come. He sent his son Jesus. He gave a gift of himself so that relationship can be restored. The Bible says in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. If you'd like to have your sins forgiven and receive everlasting life today, it's as simple as ABC. A, admit to God that you're not perfect and you're a sinner separated from him. And you're not by yourself. All of us are. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. A, admit that I'm a sinner separated from God. B, believe that he sent his son Jesus Christ to pay the price for your sin. Believe that he was buried and that he rose again to justify you, which means to make you right with God. And C, make a choice. Choose to accept him as Savior and Lord of your life. Forgive you of all your sins and make you who he wants you to be. Today, if you've never done that, whether you're at home or here, I'm going to pray a prayer of invitation and give you an opportunity to invite Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life today. If you've never done that, won't you repeat these words after me? There's nothing magic in the words. It's just an attitude of your heart. Just say this after me silently wherever you are. If you'd like to accept Christ as Lord, say, "Dear God, thank you for loving me just like I am. I admit today that I'm a sinner separated from you. I believe that you love me, that you sent your son Jesus Christ to die on a cross for me, that he was buried and rose again to make me right with you. Today, I choose to invite Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord of my life to forgive me of every sin, past, present, and future, and to make me who you want me to be. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you really meant it, please, if you're in the sanctuary, I want you to do a bold step. I want you to do something bold like this woman did. Push through. I'm going to stand up here. I want you to come see me after service. I'm going to wait around. Come see me. And also, if you're not here, listen, or even if you are here, you can also let me know by texting the word NEXT, N-E-X-T. That means, what do I do next? I want you to text the word NEXT to this number, 301-804-2520. The message, type NEXT, send. We'll get you some information to let you know what you need to do next. Finally, if you prayed that prayer, you can also let us know on that connect card, encounterchurch.net/next. Say, "I accepted Christ as Savior and Lord of my life." Amen. Amen. You may have your seats. Praise the Lord. Push through. Who's ready to push through today? Push through your pain. Push past your excuses. Push past the crowd. Push through in faith and watch what God is going to do. Today, before we close out, I'm going to have a couple of things we want to do. But before, I want to give you an opportunity to give to what God is doing here at Counter Life. If you're here and you want to give traditionally, you can. You can still give electronically using Cash App, the website, or the GiveLify app. I think on the screen it shows you the ways that you can give. You can text the word GIVE to 301-804-2520. Let me say this. Thank you at home for your liberal giving during this season. Man, who knew over the last 2 years that we'd be doing what we're doing. But we praise God that he has been faithful. He's been faithful. And God has used you. He's used you tremendously to continue to do his work. So we want to just to honor you and thank you for your gifts and give you an opportunity to continue to give. God, how many want to see God do greater? I want to see God do greater in this ministry. And it's going to, listen, that means he's going to use us and our resources to do it. So we're going to give you an opportunity to give at this time. Amen? Amen. Amen. Last week, as we had, we praise God, we had an opportunity to welcome to the fellowship, Sister Susie Fairley, who received the right hand of fellowship last week. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you're looking for a church home, if you're here at home and you say, look, Pastor Dwayne, I've been following Encounter Life, and you want to make Encounter Life your church home online, that's fine. You can do that. Let us know. Let us know so we can get you going through our virtual membership classes as well. I mean, you could take them right virtually, a membership class, and connect and even connect with a small group online via Zoom that's going on during the week. If you want to find out how you can do that, encounterchurch.net/next. Say, look, I'm interested in a church home, making this church my home. If you're here and you want to do that, you can still indicate that there. You can let me know as well while you're here. We praise God for people coming into the fellowship. Coming in, but today I'm sad because somebody is leaving. Not leaving the church, but leaving the area. And today what I want to do is I'm going to have Pastor Matt come up with me as we lay hands on this young lady who is going on Tuesday. She'll be flying out. She's going to she's joining the Air Force. She's joining the military. And we want, as a body, to lay hands on her. Sister Lynn Blake, amen. We want to lay hands on Lynn. Has been here all her life. What, since how old? Two, maybe. Lynn is 24. What are you, 24? 20, I'm sorry. Lynn is 25, and she's my niece too, y'all. So she is, you know, we don't want to let her go. But she's going out to spread her wings to serve our country. So we want to bless her and lay hands on her. Pastor Matt, could you come with me? And we do that. I'm going to ask Brother Marvin, some of the ministry team, Brother Damon, could you come with me? Sister Kenya, we want those who are on the team with us here want to come up. We just want to lay hands on her. Amen. Her parents, amen. Her auntie, my wife, her family, amen. Amen. Oh, our Uncle Sydney. Listen, amen. Her family going to come. We're just going to lay hands on her. Amen. Amen. And you're going to stand right here in the middle, right there, right here. And everybody else, if you're home, if it's still on at home, I want y'all to extend your hand to her. Extend your hand as we just ask God's blessing over her, amen, as she goes out and to serve. We trust God to cover her and to keep her. Brother Tony, I'm sorry. And to keep her as she's going. Amen? Amen. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you. I thank you for Lynn. I thank you, Lord God, for just her being here all her life, Lord God, what you have poured into her. Thank you for her parents, Sean and Debbie, her siblings, Dimitri and Sean. Lord, I thank you for her family, her aunts and uncles who are here, and her church family. I thank you, Lord God, for her growing up to be a wonderful young lady. And I pray that now as she goes off to serve our country in the Air Force, we ask for your covering over her. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you'll keep her and protect her. I pray, God, now that as she goes from this place, but never your presence, that not only that, God, that you'll reveal yourself to her, Lord, like you have never before. That, Lord, that you'll become more real to her than you've ever been. God, that you will deepen her relationship, that she will push through to your side. And God, we pray now that you'll use her gifts, expand her territory in Jesus' name. We ask for physical protection and your covering over her. Continue to strengthen and be with her family as well. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we praise him? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. You can stand. We can all stand. I'm going to close this in a word of benediction. Amen. If you've been online with us, thank you for sticking with us. Amen. We praise God for you. We look forward to you coming back and joining us next week. We look for our Easter program is coming up. We're going to have an amazing virtual Easter program coming up. For those of you who are here, rehearsal, I believe, is today. Today after service every Sunday this month. Amen? Amen. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. Help us to keep pushing as we wait on you. Drive us to your side. Show us your face. Help us to push through in faith. Help us, Lord God, to push through into your presence with expectancy, to expect you to do great and mighty things that our mind could never conceive. We thank you in advance. And as we wait, Lord, help us to fall on our knees and pray, to daily praise you and prepare for a breakthrough. We thank you in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord be gracious to you and make his face shine upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. Amen.